97.7 and 106.1 WEXT Radio. I'm Chris Wink, and in the studio with me is Taina Seeley. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Taina, you're going to be taking a long walk, not off a short pier, but from here to New York City.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring you in to talk about this pilgrimage. You're making a pilgrimage for a special reason. What's going on?
So I am doing what we're calling the Fever Pitch Pilgrimage, and it's a 150-mile walk from Albany to New York City over the course of 2 weeks. We're leaving Albany actually on Saturday, September 13th from the Corning Preserve, and we're going to walk about 15 miles a day over the course of 2 weeks. I will say we're cheating a portion of it. We're going to be sailed by sailboat on the Hudson Clearwater, this historic boat. And then finally, we're going to walk into New York City during New York Climate Week. This pilgrimage is really about climate justice and collective liberation and healing. It's very much inspired by the tradition of peace walks, as well as inspired by other incredible artists, activists, and spiritual leaders, that some who I know and some who I've only known. But it's going to be an incredible journey, and we'll be intersecting with different social justice and climate justice and community partner organizations and individuals all along the route. Some days we're going to be offering what we call song offerings, which are an individual song or two once we land in the community where we are arriving to. And for other days, we're going to be performing our Fever Pitch show. And that's a full 1 hour show.
Now, how many times down on the walk down over the 2 weeks are you going to be performing that whole show?
So we're going to perform that show. The Hudson Valley premiere will be in Kingston on September 17th. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to do an excerpt, so some songs from the show on the Clearwater from Newburgh to Cold Spring. When we arrive in New York City, we're going to be collaborating with a Puerto Rican folkloric group in the Bronx, and we'll be doing songs blended with the traditional music. And then finally, the production, the New York City Fever Pitch production in full, will be at Uprose in Brooklyn. And then as we make our way back up the Hudson River via electric car when we return, we'll be doing our local Capital Region premiere and pilgrimage report back on October 4th. And that will be at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, October 4th right. at 7 o'clock.
And Fever Pitch, what's the significance with that?
You know, Fever Pitch is the only song in the show that's new to that I wrote specifically for the show. I think about there's a lot of different connotations there. You know, first, the obvious is fever, right? So we are in a very critical moment in time, right, where we see climate chaos, right, climate change at a peak. We see political chaos, vulnerable communities being attacked, genocides, right? This is a very critical moment in history. You know, when I think about a fever is when things are very heated up, right? That pitch, that peak moment. And this is an opportunity where we can actually kill the virus, right? Mm. When the body heats up, right? It's our body's natural immune system. We have an opportunity to be able to bring some healing, to allow this moment in time to be the awakening. Pitch also means a sound, right? A tone. Mm. And so there's a sound that's coming forth with this. And so this is this idea of Fever Pitch.
Taina Seeley is with me, and we're talking about the climate justice pilgrimage that she's making from here to New York City over a couple of weeks, starting this weekend. Climate justice, you've mentioned this phrase a couple of times, and it's in the name, in your headline of what you're doing. What is that?
Well, I think it's the understanding that when we're talking about climate change, there are communities, BIPOC communities, low-income communities that are the first to deal with the effects of climate change, but who are also on the front lines, the first on the front lines in the organizing work to resist. When we arrive in Brooklyn, we're going to be partnering with one of these amazing organizations called Uprose, and they are an organization, I think they're the longest Latino-led organization in Brooklyn, and they're an incredible organization that's working on the front lines, that's understanding that these issues of immigration, of war, of all forms of injustice that we are dealing with are interconnected, right? That those who hold power are the ones that are that are perpetuating what we're seeing today. And so that we have to hold these things holistically in order to resist and see real change for everyone.
When you get back and you get all this information, you know, what are you hoping happens next?
We're going to have a community report back at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, and that will be the starting place, right, where we share what we receive. We're going to document along the way what we learn, so it won't be just from words. We're going to capture some video and really examine, you know, what is it that we need in this time and share that with our community. And so I invite people to come out and hear what we have learned, to offer their own prayers and wisdom and strategies, and we're going to take the next steps together.
Folks want to know how they can get involved. Is there a way at this point?
Yep. You can go to Taina Asili, TAINAASILI.com/feverpitchpilgrimage. And there you'll find all of the stops that we're making all the way down the Hudson Valley. People are welcome to come to our welcoming gatherings. We put the location and approximate time. We're going to be on foot, so we'll do our best to get there. And people are welcome to join us as we create, often a short gathering and close. And then, of course, we would love to see people come out to the performance events that we're doing.
And, you know, and those are all listed there?
They're all listed there as well. Yeah. And one important piece of this that I forgot to mention is that we're going to be working with the Black Farmer Fund as well. So before we hit back to the Capital Region, we're going to be stopping at Rise and Root Farm in Chester, New York, performing for a benefit for the Black Farmer Fund.
Awesome. Well, Taina, thank you so much for coming by and talking with me. And best of luck with this. It sounds like a big undertaking.
Thank you.
But if anybody can do it, it's going to be you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I look forward to returning and sharing all that we've learned. I am nervous and tremendously excited and honored to carry my community with me on this journey.